From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Monday, April 28th. Coming up, we'll learn about a science-based escape room in Urbana that challenges participants to harness the power of curiosity and collaboration. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Classes at Illinois State University will resume today, but the Bone Student Center remains closed as police investigate a shooting that injured one person last night. Maya Serrano is an event staff worker. She says she heard shots when she was waiting for a sorority welcome event to end, and then people started leaving fast.
And it was like a flood. There was people like with broken ankles, like limping, and people fell. It was a tough situation to be in.
Serrano says she tried to direct people out of the building through corridors behind the bathroom stage. The university issued a shelter-in-place order for a while, and workers at the Bowling and Billard Center barricaded the entrance. Police did not say whether the suspect had been apprehended, though a person was seen running south from the building and a cluster of police vehicles along West Willow Street. Proper nutrition helps support the immune system, which is important for people living with HIV/AIDS. It's why the Greater Community AIDS Project in Champaign offers free cooking classes. IPN Student Newsroom's Sam Rink has more.
The classes are free, and they focus on teaching healthy recipes and hitting the basics of nutrition and food preparation. Christy Vasilopoulos, who teaches the class, says she and her colleagues work to keep the recipes both affordable and healthy.
Not everybody's going to be able to go and go get organic everything. So if frozen spinach is all you can get, then we teach you how to use that frozen spinach to the nth degree.
The classes also provide a sense of community and belonging for Champaign County residents living with HIV/AIDS.
As the class goes on, we all get closer with each other, and people are bringing their friends too, and like it's becoming more of its own little micro community.
The cooking classes are scheduled to continue through June. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
Over 10,000 people took part in the 2025 Christie Clinic Illinois Race Weekend. As IPM's Mary Piacenti reports, the atmosphere at this year's finish line at Memorial Stadium was electric.
Runners looped through Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy in this year's Illinois Marathon route. This is only the second year of a full marathon during race weekends since the COVID-19 pandemic. Nearly 900 athletes signed up for the 26-mile run. Kevin Cantieri from Mount Prospect said he didn't run in this year's marathon for any specific cause, just a love of the sport.
This kind of made me feel pretty good about myself. Everybody here is great, so I'm definitely going to keep running.
Champaign's Jamie Marcos finished the men's marathon in 2 hours, 22 minutes. Tara Moody won the women's marathon course in 2 hours, 47 minutes. And Camden Romano was the top marathon finisher in the non-binary division with a time of 3 hours, 25 minutes. Next year's event is planned for April 23rd to April 25th. Mary Piacenti, IPM News.
The Fighting Illini baseball team won 2 out of 3 games this weekend at home against Purdue. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
Despite scoring fewer runs than usual, Illinois kept up their stellar play at home this weekend. Illinois has a home record of 14-3 and has won every series so far there in 2025. The team won close matchups on Friday and Saturday, but got blown out yesterday by 16 runs. The Illini are a top 10 team in the Big Ten Conference, with an overall record of 25-16. The team will travel to Peoria next to play the Bradley Braves tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about a science-based escape room in Urbana that challenges participants to harness the power of curiosity and collaboration. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast for today.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and windy with areas of blowing dust possible and a high of 83 degrees. South wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of showers and a low of 69 degrees. South wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 80 degrees. A west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 53 degrees. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 72 degrees, and a southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Central Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski joins us live to talk about how she's responding to the actions of the Trump administration. Plus, reflections on Pope Francis's funeral, the place of Catholicism in America, and what's next for one of the world's dominant religions. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. Imagine being locked inside a room and your only hope of escape is to crack the code for a quantum computer. That's the premise of the Quantum Salvation Escape Room from LabEscape in Urbana. IPM Student Newsroom's Brittany Primpin takes us inside.
It's a Saturday evening. A group of friends and I, who are all STEM PhD students, walk into LabEscape. It's located inside the Digital Computer Laboratory at the University of Illinois. The escape room looks boring and gray, not what I expected. We see desks and filing cabinets and a bunch of seemingly random objects, like a container of oatmeal, a microscope, and a few locked boxes. I look over my right shoulder and spot a large TV mounted on the wall. U of I physics professor Paul Quiat waves his arms to beckon us in as a Skype video chirps onto the screen.
You should come, hurry.
A video of the fictional Professor Schoenberg appears.
Thank you for coming. There's a new variant that we call the Omega Zika that rapidly causes near total memory loss and spreads even more rapidly than the COVID Omicron variant.
Our task? Use Professor Schoenberg's quantum computer to find a cure to the Omega Zika virus.
And please hurry. If we don't stop the spread of this virus immediately, the consequences for the world could be catastrophic.
We have 1 hour to solve a series of puzzles based in real science, gathering clues to figure out the passcode that unlocks Professor Schoenberg's quantum computer. The vibe in the room is enthusiastic, determined, and chaotic. My friends and I begin our frantic search throughout the room looking for clues. In the briefing before the start of the mission, Professor Quiat, the founder of LabEscape, emphasized the importance of teamwork.
We always stress that people should, as much as they can, remember the three C's of curiosity, communication, and collaboration.
All three of those skills are critical for us to complete the mission. There are so many puzzles in the room that the problem solving has to be performed cooperatively, similar to how real scientists have to work together. We would not have been able to accomplish the task in time had we not regularly checked in with each other to share what we were finding.
Okay, let's reconvene real quick. All right, so...
Everyone stop what you're doing.
The Quantum Salvation Escape Room requires no prior knowledge of quantum science. In fact, having prior knowledge may not help you. Our entire team was made of STEM PhD students, and even we were stumped several times. Like when we found random objects like pill bottles and didn't know what to do with them.
I don't know.
It has like this random square thing. I don't know what it means. Wow. I feel like it corresponds with something here. I just don't know what.
As time was running out, I started to lament a bit. All these puzzles were to protect one password.
I think the scientist was really paranoid. She's doing way too much to protect her secrets.
Yeah.
But of course, we're talking about an escape room. The puzzles are challenging, but also meant to be fun. Teamwork ultimately led us to victory, in the nick of time.
Okay, Femi, no, we only have 1 minute.
We gathered up all our clues, punched in the passcode for the quantum computer, and it worked.
Hey. Woo!
So then we can plug that into the generated solution and we can start the quantum simulation. Keep it. Okay, so click, just click. Good job, good job.
We watched the quantum computer cool down on the TV screen. And then an animation of the Omega Zika virus exploded before our eyes. We walked away feeling triumphant.
Thanks, this was fun. Bye.
After the escape, I asked my friends how they felt about it all. Here's Micah Robinson and Catherine Holomo.
it's actually a kind of cool concept, because at least my brain was thinking about, okay, when the first gave us the demonstrations, how I can use all of that that he taught me in the beginning to the escape room in order to escape. So that was fun.
It's like time sensitive, which like a PhD kind of is, but it's not as fun. Like you get to, you know, collaborate and stuff, but it's cool when you get to solve like a specific problem instead of like one that you make up yourself.
I can totally relate to what Catherine is saying. The escape room was really fun because it was satisfying to watch all the clues fit together perfectly. There was a clear goal and one right answer to solve the puzzle, which is so different from what we do in science daily. In our actual work as graduate researchers, everything is so much more complicated than you'd expect. There are no clear-cut answers. Sometimes all you're left with is more questions. Professor Kwiat says he and his student employees designed these escape rooms to foster curiosity about science, not necessarily to teach people a bunch of facts.
Our mission originally was just to show people that science, quantum science, but just science in general, can be certainly relevant and accessible to them. That to me is enough for people to just have an appreciation that science is something that if they're willing to devote any attention to it, they can actually get answers that are meaningful to them, that could affect how they do things, and that could improve their lives in some way.
The Quantum Salvation Escape Room is open through the end of April. LabEscape will unveil a new room, Dark Matter Devastation, with brand new puzzles in May. I'm Brittany Prempin, IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Charlie Schlenker, Lauren Wernecki, Sam Rank, Mary Piacenti, Colin Highslope, and Brittany Prempin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.